All right, members, if you take your seats, Infrastructure Strategies Committee will come to order. Missy, will you please call the roll?
Chair Payne.
Here.
Vice Chair Kennedy. Committee Whip Smith. Ranking Member Hinchovsky.
Here.
Representative Andrade.
Here.
Representative Botana.
Here.
Representative Brackett.
Here.
Representative Buchanan. Representative Cassell.
Here.
Representative Cheney.
Here.
Representative Escamani.
Here.
Representative Gottlieb.
Here.
Representative Keen.
Here.
Representative Killebrew. Representative Lopez.
Here.
Representative McFarland.
Here.
Representative Mooney. Representative Nixon.
Here.
Representative Placencia.
Here.
Representative Redondo.
Here.
Representative Robinson.
Here.
Representative Schoaf is excused. Representative Stevenson. Representative Tomko. Representative Trunell.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Members, by your presence, we have a quorum. Let me remind you to, as usual, turn off your electronic devices or put them on silence for members and members of the audience, including laptops and other devices. So good afternoon, members. I want to welcome you to the Infrastructure Strategies Committee. Today, we're scheduled for three bills. We're down to two bills. We have one bill TP'd because the member is sick. But before we start, I'd like to extend a welcome to our newest member from the Florida House who joins our committee, Representative Keene. We're glad that you're with us, and we want to give you just a few minutes to make some remarks. So actually, we clapped before you made remarks, so that means you're in good standing. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for the warm welcome. My remarks are very brief. Thank you. I'm here to go to work, and I'm ready to do the work that the people sent me up here to do, and I appreciate the time to introduce myself. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Members, just for the record, I want to make sure we recognize that CS for HB 405 is the bill that we're TPing. So we'll move on to HB 799, easements affecting real property owned by same owner by Representative Robinson. You are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, ranking member, members of the committee. This bill will reiterate and clarify existing law and expressly validate the creation of easements, servitudes, and other interests in real property, notwithstanding that at the time of the creation of all the affected real properties under common ownership. I'm a real estate lawyer, so maybe an example is a little bit better than real estate lingo. Let's say I own, let's call it a hemp farm, and Representative Cassell is next to me, and I grant Representative Cassell an easement over my property to a public road. If Representative Cassell buys my property, by doctrine of merger, that easement goes away. We have a case that is pending in front of the Florida Supreme Court, unfortunately, where a lower court has said, because of the doctrine of merger, any easement granted by a developer or think about a subdivision could be at risk if you're granting it to yourself. That will significantly disrupt the real estate industry. Think about all those subdivision declarations that grant easements and drainage easements, access easements. So this bill looks to clarify that no, you can, as a common owner, grant yourself an easement. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Members, are there questions on the bill? Representative Cassell, you recognize.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Representative Robinson, you and I had a chance to speak before we got started, but one of the things that was brought to my attention in the staff analysis is we obviously have two cases currently pending in different district court of appeals where this conflict of law has been created. How will your bill, if at all, impact those two pending cases?
You're recognized.
Thank you, sir. Representative, that's why I was very clear in lines 34 to 36 that once this bill would not touch either that case or reinstate any other rights until the effective date of this bill, then this would become the law under Florida.
Follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To the extent that those cases are not resolved prior to the effective date, then this new law would potentially negatively impact those two cases.
Recognize.
Well, it depends on what side you're on, Representative. I would say it would clarify what the law should be in Florida.
Additional questions? Yes, you recognize.
Would you be willing to consider a different effective date to allow those two cases to make their way through the court system?
You recognize.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll consider anything.
Thank you.
Additional questions? New name for you today, Representative Lafmani. I heard you before I came in the room. You recognize.
You're welcome. Just spreading some joy. Representative Robinson, I know I sent you some of Orange County's initial feedback and concerns. And so could you just provide the response that you gave to me and just so the members know, Orange County had some concerns about if easements for a subdivision are prior to platting, now local government no longer has superior rights when we go to do platting. So maybe just walk us through how that's not a fear to have.
I actually got a chance to, thank you, Chair. I got a chance to speak to Pete Dunbar of the Florida Real Property Probate Section. So if you want to put us in contact with that person from Orange County, we'll work that through with them. Certainly that property owner has the right to terminate any easements, and that person from Orange County is correct. I don't think this bill touches this issue, by the way, but they do want to make sure when you have a plat that's recorded that there's no easements that are encumbering that area, or that easement holder, if it's not the property owner, would need to join in on the plat. So I think we can resolve that just with a conversation.
Good. Other questions? Yes, Representative Gottlieb.
Thank you, Chair. Just out of curiosity, does the Florida Bar support the bill?
You're recognized.
The Florida Real Property Probate and Trust Section supports this bill, and I believe they're here to testify. Thank you, Chair.
Additional questions? Okay. We have public testimony. Ashley Khalif, Old Republic National Title Insurance Company, and she is waving in support. Additionally, French Brown, Real Property, Probate and Trust Law Section of the Florida Bar. He waves in support. Do you want to speak, French? Say that again. I'm sorry. Anybody got any questions? Doesn't look like it. All right. Thank you. Members, we're in debate. Debate on the bill. Seeing no debate, Representative Robinson, you're recognized to close.
No way of closing.
Have a way of closing. Missy, will you please call the roll?
Representatives Andrade.
Yes.
Botana.
Yes.
Brackett.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Kennedy. Cassell.
Yes.
Cheney.
Yes.
Escamani.
Yes.
Gottlieb.
Yes.
Hunshofsky.
Yes.
Keene.
Yes.
Killebrew. Lopez.
Yes.
McFarland.
Yes.
Mooney.
Yes.
Nixon.
Yes.
Placencia.
Yes.
Redondo.
Yes.
Robinson.
Yes.
Smith.
Yes.
Stevenson.
Yes.
Tomko.
Yes.
Trunell. Chair Payne.
Yes.
21 yeas.
Members showed that bill reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Members, next we'll hear CS for HB 463, license plate on fire department vehicles by Representative Bartleman, who is flying solo today. You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair Payne and Ranking Member Hunshofsky. It's an honor to be here today, and it's really an honor to present this bill. Many of us today attended the ringing of the bell ceremony outside the Capitol to honor fallen firefighters, and this bill is for them. Our first responders put their lives at risk every day to protect us and save us, and every single one of them deserves to come home safely to their families. This bill aims to keep our brave firefighters and first responders safe when they respond to an emergency scene, especially those on dark highways and hazardous weather conditions. According to the Emergency Responder Safety Institute, between 2019 and 2022, there were 228 fatal incidents involving an emergency responder being struck by a vehicle in a roadway incident. This data also includes law enforcement officers, EMTs, fire operators, tow operators, safety patrol operators, and other emergency responders. Multiple national studies have looked into the effectiveness of emergency lighting, and they have found that blue and red emergency lights are rated the most visible colors. Red lights are best during the day, and blue lights are best at night. For this reason, the Fire Chiefs Association would like to add blue lights to their fire trucks to keep their first responders safe. Currently, Florida statute only allows law enforcement vehicles to utilize blue lights. So we reached out to the law enforcement community to discuss the language and collaborate. The Florida Sheriff's Association supports this bill as written, and I provided all of you with a copy of that letter. And this language states very clearly, blue lights can only go on government-owned fire department vehicles, with the exception, except for vehicles of fire patrol or volunteer fire departments. Those vehicles also have to have a gross weight rating of more than 24,000 pounds. It has to be authorized by the fire chief of the government agency, and those lights can only be shown in the rear of the vehicle. And that, Chair, is the bill.
Having presented a bill, members, are the questions of the sponsor. Questions of the sponsor. Seeing no question, is there public testimony on the bill? We do have public testimony. William Underwood, Bayshore Fire Rescue. He is waving in support. David, I wish I could get this last name, but looks like Camburn, Cambrary? Okay. Lee County Fire Chiefs Association waves in support. Thank you. Greg DeWitt, Bonita Springs Fire Department, Fire Chief. He is also waving in support. Thank you for being here. Michael Coate, Immokalee Fire Department District, and he is waving in support. Thank you, sir. Did I get the last name right? Choate, okay. All right. It's either my eyes or your spelling. I'm not sure which.
Okay.
Ryan Crawford, he is South Walton Fire District, and he waves in support. Thank you, sir. And finally, we have Harold Thiss, Firefighter Chiefs Association, is the president. He's from Gainesville, and he wishes to speak. You're recognized, sir.
And Mr. Chair and committee members, thank you so much for taking on this bill. Thank you to Representative Bartleman for being the sponsor of this bill. This bill is important to us. It really will work to make sure that our firefighters are safe on the roadways when they work the many calls that they respond to. I-75, I-95, I-4, those major corridors throughout the state of Florida, it's really important that our vehicles are visible and they can be seen. And we have seen, the studies have shown, that the combination of red and blue lights together is very, very important. Those of us in the fire rescue service, we've been on many of those calls on the interstate ourselves. We've seen firsthand the speeds that people drive on our highways, and we've seen, at times, the recklessness that they have as they approach our fire apparatus. Anything that we can do to make sure, anything that you can do as legislative body to make sure that our firefighters are safe, we greatly appreciate. We also really appreciate Sheriff Leeper and the Florida Sheriff's Office Association, Florida Sheriff's Association, who has agreed to sign on to this and support this. We're very thankful for them. We think it's a win-win for everyone, so we are encouraged by your support for the bill, and we ask that you vote unanimously for it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Members, we are in debate on the bill. Representative Andrade, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, Chair. And I'm not sure how many folks know how jealously law enforcement guards their ability to use blue lights, and only law enforcement being able to use blue lights. I became intimately familiar with that jealously guarding of those blue lights when I tried to do something for folks who work on road construction projects on the highway. I think the fact that you have universal public support and no one here to oppose it is a testament to your advocacy, and I just want to congratulate you on the hard work that you've been putting in on this bill.
Thank you.
Representative Gottlieb, be recognized.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to commend Representative Bartleman for her quick response to this emergency situation in crafting a blue light special.
Thank you, sir. Representative Honchowski, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I just want to, Representative Bartleman, I know what a huge supporter you are of all the first responders, no matter what group they come with and no matter what their response is. And I just want to congratulate you on really bringing all the stakeholders together to make this happen. It will make a difference, and I just want to commend you for, because I know you're one of the hardest workers, so. Congratulations.
Thank you. Additional debate. Let me join Chair Stevenson. You're recognized.
Thank you. And I don't comment usually on good bills, and people do a lot, but I've seen this issue around for several years, and I want to congratulate you on your hard work. I just
want to
echo Representative Andrade's comments. Thank you.
So, Rep. Bartleman, I'll make my comments. You've done yeoman's work on this. You've obviously brought all the stakeholders together. I had a question for you, but I want to congratulate you on the way that you approach this bill with members. I think you've worn some members out on discussion. But that's the way you should do it.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Thank you for comments you gave back to me on blue light illumination brilliancy at night on rural roads. Sometimes you can be blinded by blue light. I know you'll continue to work on that and establishing a standard. So thank you for that. No other comments or debate. Representative Bartleman, you're recognized to close.
On behalf of all of us, I would like to thank the men and the women who aren't here for all you do to protect us each and every day. Honestly, from the bottom of everyone's heart here, I know we all feel that you put your lives in danger to protect us. So for that, we are very grateful. I want to give a special shout out to Sheriff Galtieri, who worked with me very closely on this bill. I now know what a chassis is, and I can tell you that a Ford F-350 has an 11,000-pound chassis, and that's why it's 24,000 pounds in this bill. He was very open-minded and really worked with us. We owe it to those who protect us to protect them, and this bill does just that. Chair, thank you very much. I'm going to continue to explore the intensity of lights, and I appreciate all of your support and kind words here today. And thank you, Chair McFarland, for getting me through that first committee. Thank you.
Rep. Barlin having closed on her bill. Missy, will you please call the roll?
Representatives Andrade.
Yes.
Botana.
Yes.
Brackett.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Kennedy.
Yes.
Cassell.
Yes.
Cheney.
Yes.
Escamani.
Yes.
Gottlieb.
Yes.
Hunshofsky.
Yes.
Keen.
Yes.
Killebrew. Killebrew. Oh,
sorry. Reading over here. Yes. Yes.
Lopez.
Yes.
McFarland.
Yes.
Mooney.
Yes.
Nixon.
Yes.
Placencia.
Yes.
Redondo.
Yes.
Robinson.
Yes.
Smith.
Yes.
Stevenson.
Yes.
Tomko.
Yes.
Trunell.
Yes.
Chair Payne.
Yes.
24 yeas.
Members, by your vote, show the bill reported favorably. Thank you. Congratulations. Member, members, we're trying to move bills through committee so we make sure we have an opportunity to get good bills to the floor in future weeks. We're going to continue to meet, but that concludes our committee agenda today. And so, seeing no further business, Representative Gottlieb moves we rise. Without objection, we're adjourned.